The Trump administration has completed its overhaul of the President's House site on Independence Mall, putting up new panels critics say downplay George Washington's role as a slave owner. WHYY's Carmen Russell Slachansky reports.
The overnight installation marks the latest chapter in a months-long legal and political fight over how one of Philadelphia's most significant historic sites tells the story of slavery and the nation's founding. Civil rights attorney Michael Court condemned the changes.
To say that we are outraged is an understatement.
The new exhibit still mentions the nine people George Washington enslaved while living in Philadelphia, but devotes more space to the early presidency and Washington's ambivalent views on slavery. In a statement sent to WHYY News, the Interior Department says the revised panels provide historical context and tell the, quote, full story. Philadelphia Mayor Sherelle Parker accused the federal government of acting, quote, under the cover of darkness, and says the city plans to continue the legal fight. Activists say they will continue telling the original story through tours, public readings, and demonstrations. Carmen Russell-Suchansky, WHYY News.